This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. President Biden visits Colorado today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports. Biden is expected to declare Camp Hale a national monument.
It would be the first time Biden uses the Antiquities Act to designate a new national monument. Eagle County Commissioner Jeannie McQueenie.
It's a great choice to honor the military legacy that Camp Hale encompasses.
The administration is also expected to take steps to institute a 20-year temporary ban on mineral extraction on more than 200,000 acres of public land in the Thompson Divide. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver has a new program to shift low-income households away from gas stoves and furnaces. Katrina Manigan with the city's climate office says the program will electrify 200 homes across the city, replacing fossil fuel appliances with electric alternatives.
It has the goal to not just reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but target homes where there are health issues directly related to indoor air quality.
Studies have found that kids are more likely to develop asthma in homes with gas stoves. Money for the program comes from a voter-approved sales tax for climate programs. Two endangered animals at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo have died from old age. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports the zoo says the deaths illustrate the importance of conservation efforts.
Kofun, the mountain tapir, used his long, flexible nose and love for chin scratches to help raise awareness. The zoo says there are only about 2,500 wild mountain tapirs and just 4 remain in captivity in the U.S. Luna, the Mexican wolf, had a total of 6 pups during her lifetime. 2 formed packs at organizations working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to increase the animal's genetic diversity. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Colorado has a new record and runner-up for the biggest pumpkins ever recorded in the state. The champion for now is a pumpkin named Howie, weighing in at 1,783 pounds. Colorado's second heaviest pumpkin won a competition last weekend in Fort Collins, also topping 1,700 pounds. This is CPR News.